In September, 1909, word spread to all corners of the world. The North Pole had been found. The returning explorers enjoyed a hero's welcome when their ship, Roosevelt, sailed into Sydney, Nova Scotia. This was the 8th Arctic expedition for Commander Robert Peary's right-hand man, Matthew Henson. The Maryland-born Henson was a capable craftsman, musher and navigator. At the start of this 15-month odyssey, dozens of Inuit men, women and children had joined the ship's crew. With Henson on board, communication was never a problem. He had previously adopted an Inuk boy and had become fluent in Inuktitut. From a base camp on Canada's Ellesmere Island, Henson and his men, along with several dog teams, endured a treacherous 36-day drive to the pole over ice and water, often earning their progress with pickaxes. Henson and four Inuit men traveled ahead of Peary, risking their lives in -50°C temperatures while scouting safe passage to the pole. Henson described the travel as haste, toil, and misery as cannot be comprehended by the mind. As they neared the pole, Peary joined Henson's advance team, checking their location with a sextant and a pan of mercury. They finally planted an American flag at the North Pole atop an ice ridge. Henson wrote, "I felt a savage joy and exultation. I felt all that it was possible for me to feel." Back in Nova Scotia, as his ship departed for New York, Henson reached across to the pilot boat and shook hands with that vessel's chief engineer, one Mr. Swicker. A widely published newspaper story reported, "Swicker has a grip like a vice and he held fast to Henson's hand as the Roosevelt swung away." Indeed, the engineer yanked Henson over the gunwales, sending him splashing into Sydney Harbor. Henson could look forward to better treatment in America. Famed African-American leader Booker T. Washington was scheduled to present him with a gold watch at a congratulatory reception hosted by the colored citizens of New York. But Henson and Peary returned home to controversy. Critics suggested a rival explorer, Frederick Cook, was first to the pole. Others tried to discredit Peary's accomplishment because he had no white witnesses with him at the pole. Then 70 years later, some claimed Peary and Henson had miscalculated, missing the North Pole by 30 miles or more. But neither racism or revisionism could diminish Henson's achievements. In 1987, U.S. President Ronald Reagan paved the way for the remains of Matthew Henson and his wife to be exhumed and reburied at Arlington National Cemetery, an honorable last resting place for one of the most accomplished explorers in history. Henson quotes sourced from a black explorer at the North Pole by Matthew A. Henson, 1912. "Thank you to MTA library staff and my father, Ron McNabb, Geological Survey of Canada, retired, for help with research."